Joining us on Panthers Radio is Dynamics' head coach, Tim Wallace. And Tim, congratulations on your first win as the head coach of the Nottingham Panthers.
Thanks a lot. You know, it was a big, like I said, a big test against Cardiff. They've established themselves in this league. But, you know, we came to work, so I was pretty happy.
And you could really see the mobility of the defence that yourself and Guy have talked about through the offseason going up against some of the premier forwards in the Elite League there, couldn't you?
Yeah, our back end had a really good game. I think, you know, for 5 days to be able to grasp some of the systems, I think, again, knock on wood, I think we have a smart group. You know, that's not easy. There's a lot of different parts of the game. And for the most part, they were on the same page, forwards and D. Few little things we need to work on, but overall, you know, I'm pretty happy for the win.
And then for a guy like John Rowe, who had a really injury-hampered 2018-19 season, it must be good to see him get off to that kind of start that he can now build off of.
Yeah, he had a good off-season. You know, he came in shape. He's got a great attitude, ready to learn. Again, he's a smart kid going to school. But he had a big game. You know, it is one day. But it's good to see him hopefully gain some confidence for going into the next game.
And then the British players also had a pivotal role tonight. I mean, Joe Hazeldine and Jordan Kelso were on the ice with just 2 minutes to go. It must be nice for you to see those guys in a game action.
Yeah, they played really well. They deserved to play, and I played them. I think the biggest statement I thought, and I think the second period they were in their D zone against their top line, win the draw and go in the offensive zone and cycle, get an offensive zone shift. That was a statement, you know, and as soon as that happened, I wanted to play them more. So they had a lot of chances. They worked their butts off, and they had a great game. So hopefully they can bring it tomorrow.